From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Wednesday, March 31st. I'm Sarah Reith. With Old Howard Hospital decisively off the table for use as a psychiatric health facility, the Board of Supervisors last week directed county staff to look into two other possibilities. One is using the property at Whitmore Lane in Ukiah, formerly an alternative quarantine site, now in need of a $2.8 million roof. The other is finding a parcel somewhere in the unincorporated part of the county, purchasing it, and building a psychiatric facility where there would be fewer neighbors to object. That idea was sketched out in a proposal by Dr. Mimi Duin, the deputy health officer, earlier this month. Duin spoke with KZYX last week.
It's basically a proposal to use $30 million to buy the property, build the building, and then run it for 2 years. But then, right around the middle, you also have all these different suggestions for various sources of funds that people could draw on, like Medi-Cal and insurance and realignment. And it looks like there's even a possibility that there's some state money. So how would this be funded?
The concept that I wrote there comes from, you know, starting the family medicine residency program for Adventist Health. And I did create that from, you know, day one. With creating that program, you have to create a business plan where the operations do not depend on income from insurance billing initially, because it takes time for all of that billing to take place or to be approved. So in my plan, what I put forward is that for the first 2 years, it would operate using Measure B funds. And then by that time, it should be sufficient time to get the normal funding streams in place that are there for psychiatric health facilities, which bill insurance, for example. So it's really one business plan. It's just the initial startup phase. It would require existing funding, for example, Measure B. And then once it's up and running, it would be sustainable with the usual forms of funding like billing insurance and then also funding from the state.
Well, the initial startup costs are kind of substantial. I think that Measure B has about $23 million in the account now. And it sounds like there are a lot of other directions for the money to be going. And this initial $30 million is more than is there right now.
Well, I think in the plan that I wrote, the anticipation is that this is what I got from Dr. Janine Miller, is that I think from the auditor, that there's an expectation that there will be this amount of money because it's a known amount coming in for the sales tax. But again, this is just a rough sketch. This is not an actual, you know, budget. And it's really meant to simply be a concept that if the Board of Supervisors wanted to move forward with it, then it would be fleshed out. Because again, I'm the health officer. I'm not someone who's normally writing business plans. But, you know, whether the Measure B funds would be used to operate it for 1 year or 2 years, whether the land that was purchased would be $5 million or $3 million. I mean, those are all unknowns because at this time there isn't a ranch that's been identified to be the home for the psychiatric health facility. I had 1 week to write this up. And the reason for that was that there was a feeling on the part of, you know, Carmel Angelo and Ted Williams and myself as well, that with the Howard Hospital falling through, it would be important to put another idea forward quickly, so that at least we could keep moving forward with Measure B. So what I did was I called my contacts at the state from being a health officer, and I asked, does this seem reasonable, the idea of putting a psychiatric health facility on a ranch? And what I was told is, absolutely, this is the direction that mental health crisis treatment is going, that it's not the old, you know, locked up hospital, you know, concrete walls, razor wire around it or whatever, that more and more we're talking about wellness campuses with a continuum of mental health care where people can be in the healing power of nature and find their mental health coming back into balance, not only with medications and therapy, but also with the impact of the natural environment. So this is a trend now in the way that, for example, the state of California is thinking out about best practices for mental health. And for this reason, there is this $750 million appropriation in the budget, the governor's budget, which may or may not get approved. But I think there's confidence it will be approved. And there will be RFPs available in December to apply for innovations like this for the mental health continuum of crisis care, like a psychiatric health facility.
And you invoked the old Talmadge State Hospital, which is now the City of 10,000 Buddhas. And of course, you know, there are fond memories of that, but there are also a few horror stories of the old isolated psychiatric hospitals where vulnerable people go and they get experimented on. And how is the new model different from the old model?
Well, I think we've learned a lot since then in terms of the best practices around psychiatric care. We know now, for example, when we don't have a psychiatric health facility, where patients who are in psychiatric crisis who need to be hospitalized, they're kept in the emergency department. Or in some cases, if they can't be kept in the emergency department, they're put in the intensive care unit, which is not the ideal place for somebody in mental health psychiatric crisis to be. We know there's better ways to do things. And certainly the ways of the past, which are horror stories, like the One Flew Over the Cuckoo Nest stories, we know not to do those things anymore. But I think also it's important that we have concepts about how to take care of people that are not locked buildings with barbed wire. So I'm sure that in the psychiatric health facility, it would not be like it was in the old state hospitals of the past. I'm sure that it would be a modern facility with modern practices, and it would improve upon what we have now.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News podcast wherever you get your podcasts.